Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Anybody wanna know
God's grace?
will make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down through the years, I have to share so many tears.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your grace and your grace, we made it this far. I say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and I still rejoice and be glad in it. Because if it had not been for you, where would I be at this day? Your grace, your mercy, your love, and I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. I come to lift you up, Lord God. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So drawn by your Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. In the midst of the storm, I'm rejoicing today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come with humble hearts this morning. It will stretch out arms, Father God, to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives on today, Father God. Your grace, your mercy brought me this far. And I say thank you. I say thank you, Father. I come to give you all the praise and give you all the glory. We welcome you in our services on today, Father God. Rule and reign by your Holy Spirit today, Father God. Draw by your Holy Spirit, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you glory. I lift up my prophet, my pastor, Dr. LaRon Matthews, to you this morning, Father God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people your grace, your mercy over him and his entire family, Lord God. Mother Matthews, Father God, your grace, your mercy, sustain her and keep her, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I come to give you the praise, and I come to give you the glory, Father God. Because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing, Father God. And I just say thank you for your grace. I say thank you for your mercy. And I come to give you the praise and give you the glory. Of my neighbors to you today, to Tamara, Lord God, and Janine, and the loss of their mom, Father God. I ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. You appoint unto Janine and Tamara, their mom right here in Chicago, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Their hearts are heavy this morning. Our hearts are heavy this morning from the loss of her mom, Lord God. But I ask you to comfort that only you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and any more bereaved families known and unknown today, Father God, I'm asking you to comfort them right now, Father God. Keep your arms around them right now, Father God. And even in the midst of mourning, this is a great opportunity for someone to come to you, Lord God. Even in the midst of bereavement, this is a great opportunity for them to be introduced to you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, how you covered Deneen and Tamara right now, Father God. I thank you that you're walking with them through this storm, Father God. You're walking with this building through this storm, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Miss Dean been in my life since 2008, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, the opportunity to get to know her, Lord God. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Because your word said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I thank you she's in your bosom right now, God. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, for knowing her that long, Father God. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory. I lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. Thank you for your grace, your mercy over their lives, Father God. Thank you for your grace, your love over them as well, and our family members, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Because, Father, we are nothing without you. We could do nothing without you. But your word you say, weeping may endure for a night, but our joy is coming. So we thank you for joy being released right now in the midst of this storm. Your joy being released right now. Your strength being released right now to Tamara and Deneen right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, walk with these two sisters. Build them up. Strengthen them that only you can do, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Your grace, your mercy, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When I look back over my own life, I could truly say that I am blessed. That I am a walking testimony, that I am overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. When I look back where you brought me from, God, and I say thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just welcome you today, Lord God. Rule and reign in our services on today, Father God. Have your way in our services today, Father God. You're married to the backsliders on today. Slide them back by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I lift up Reese and her entire family to you, Father God. Continuously to strengthen that family, heal and deliver in that family that only you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for your grace and mercy over Mom Matthews today, Father God. How you're strengthening and building her body up, God. Your grace, your mercy, your love. And we say thank you. Thank you for loving us all when we sometimes didn't love ourselves. Oh, we just come to bless your name today for your grace, your mercy, your compassion toward us. Oh, we just come to bless your name. Jesus laid his life down on the line, on the cross for us so we could live and have our being, your grace, your mercy. So have your way today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free today, God. Go in all the hospitals on today. Go from room to room, floor to floor. Heal, deliver, and set free, Father God, that only you can do. Your grace, your mercy. Stop by all the nursing homes on today, the rehabilitation centers on today. Your grace. Your mercy. No matter how long they've been bound, you able to do a shonda for them today, God. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. You did it for the lady with bent over for 18 years. So you able to set them free today, Father God. Set them free today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up all the homeless all over the world today as homeless people, God. We ask you to deliver them, Lord God. Deliver them right now because the season is changing. Lord God, it's getting cold outside, Father God. They need a roof over their head besides a tent sitting by the expressway, God. They need a roof over their head, warm clothes, a hot meal in their stomachs, Father God. Your grace, your mercy over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, God. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell on today, Father God. Go by the county jails on today, Father God. And we truly give you the praise, we give you the glory. Because your grace, your mercy, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I just come to bless your name today. I just come to magnify your name today. Even in the loss of Miss Dean, I still magnify your name because you're beautiful. You're blameless. You're wonderful. You're amazing. Your grace. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way today in our lives, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Order our footsteps today. Lead and direct us in all truth on today. Anything in our life that's crooked, we thank you for making it straight, Lord God, because that's your word. You will take that crooked thing and make it straight. So we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah, 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 because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and say thank you, Jesus, for Miss Dean's life. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing the lady, Lord God. Oh, I just come to bless your name today. Cover Restoration Foundation International Ministry right now, Father God. Cover each and every one individually and collectively right now. Cover Texas right now, individually and collectively right now, God. Cover these ministries. Build them up. Strengthen them that only you can do, God. Draw in the new members, Father God, by your Holy Spirit. Rain on our ministry right now, Father God. Strengthen our ministry right now that only you can do, Father God. Because it's not about me, it's all about you, God. But I'm asking you to have your way, have your way, have your way in Harvey, God. Have your way in Joliet today, God. As well as in Texas today, God. Oh, rule and reign in our services on today, God. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, that no weapon formed against our ministry shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way right now. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I come to give you the praise today and say thank you for us able to look up, get up, and sit up. Some woke up this morning and need assistance to get up. To God get the glory, we didn't need no sisters to get up. And I say thank you. Oh, I come to bless your name today, God. I come to love on you today more and more, Lord God. Because you is the activity of my limbs today. And I say thank you. You my eyes that I could see today, and I say thank you. Oh, I just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to walk on the enemy's head today, Lord God. We come to walk on his head in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We come to walk on his head. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When he rises up, we walking on him right now in the name of Jesus by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We releasing faith today. Hallelujah for your grace. Your mercy is sustaining us, and we say thank you. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory. Have your way today. Have your way in our neighborhoods on today. Heal and restore and repair our neighborhood, Lord God. And we say thank you. Cover every airplane, every train, every bus, every car right now with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care. Cover expressways with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up accidents on the expressway today, and we loosen the Holy Spirit and dispatch his angel of protection. In the name of Jesus, God's grace, his mercy, and we say thank you. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace sustaining us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, we glorify you and magnify you, Father God, for who you are, oh, Father God, in our lives, oh, Father God, and especially in which we are living in, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for shaping your great love upon us, oh, Father God, and having that awesome love for us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to say thank you, oh, Father God, that we will be able to show that same love toward others, oh, Father God, as you have shown for us, oh, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, and all that you are going to do up in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Lord, we want to thank you for your healing, oh Father God. We want to thank you for your peace, oh Father God. We want to thank you, oh Father God, for giving us the insight and the patience, oh Father God, to do the things, oh Father God, that you have allowed us to do, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for even answering our prayers, oh Father God, that we have individually prayed to you, oh Father God, concerning, oh Father God, our situations and circumstances. We want to thank you, oh Father God, again for your healing, oh Father God. Oh, heal us, oh Father God, through our entire bodies, oh Father God. And also mentally, oh Father God, will we be stable-minded, oh Father God. Oh Father God, that we will not be tossed to and fro, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing into the lives of your people. We thank you, oh Father God, for healing us again, oh Father God, in our physical bodies as well as our mental. Oh Father God, thank you, oh Father God, for all that you have done, oh Father God, and all that you have planned for us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, your love, oh Father God. Even your eyes, oh Father God, is going throughout the whole earth, oh Father God, seeking those, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, have implanted inside the earth, oh Father God, and have put your spirit within, oh Father God. You put your spirit there, oh Father God, because you desire for all of us, oh Father God, to be saved, oh Father God, and that none be lost, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for those individuals, oh Father God, that you have called, oh Father God, that they did not call you, but you called them, oh Father God, and they have answered the call, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that they have submitted up to your spirit, oh Father God, to your calling, oh God, and unto your word, oh Father God. Oh, to be vessels, oh Father God, for your use, oh Father God, in the season and time that we're living in, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that they have received your insight, oh Father God, and your wisdom, oh Father God, on how to move and carry your word, oh Father God, and to dispense your word, oh Father God, unto your people, oh Father God, for such a time as this that we are living in, oh Father God, to give us hope, to give us reassurance, oh Father God, and all that we encounter and all that we go through, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for that which you are doing in the lives of us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, because you have said, oh Father God, in your word, oh Father God. Oh Father God, that you have sent us a child, oh Father God, born into us, oh Father God. Your son, oh Father God, you sent us, Father God. Take on, oh Father God, the sins of the world, oh Father God. And also, Father God, you say that the government, oh Father God, will rest upon his shoulders, oh Father God. Oh, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace, oh Father God. Oh, thank you, oh Father God, that your word, oh Father God, has reassured us, oh Father God, in the things, oh Father God, that we are encountering within our lives, oh Father God. Oh, you have given us a hope beyond hope, oh Father God, the hope of man, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, because you planned, oh Father God, the great love, oh Father God, because you knew, oh Father God, what was going to be happening, oh Father God, in the times that we are living in, oh Father God. And you already had things set in order, oh Father God, set in place, oh Father God, so that your word, oh Father God, can come forth, oh Father God, and initiate and do the things that you already spoken, oh Father God, to occur, oh Father God, in the seasons and the time that we are living in, oh Father God. Oh Father God, you have set everything in order, oh Father God. That's why we trust you and glorify you, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Oh, you have given us, oh Father God, the ability, oh Father God, to stand, oh Father God, in the harsh times that we're living in, oh Father God, and to stay strong, oh Father God. You have given us that ability, oh Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, whereas we won't be tossed, oh Father God, to and fro, oh Father God, by the things, oh Father God, that we may hear, oh Father God. Because in your word, oh Father God, in Matthew's, oh Father God, and also in the Mark, Father God, You say that we will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and you have told us not to be alarmed, because such things, oh, Father God, must happen, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have set things in order, oh, Father God. You have spoken and prophesied, oh, Father God, by your mighty men of God and your prophets, oh, Father God. And they have written it in your word, oh, Father God, giving us reassurance, oh, Father God, that you are in control, oh, Father God, and that no weapon formed against us, oh, Father God, shall prosper, because these things need to happen, oh, Father God, because you already spoken and knew, oh, Father God, how things would be in the season and the times that we are living in. And these things must happen, oh, Father God, so that your word can come forth, oh, Father God, in the times that we are living in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, he will come and try to deceive many, oh, Father God. But we stand upon your word, oh, Father God, knowing that you are in total control, oh, Father God, of the things, oh, Father God, that is happening. And you have the best interest, oh, Father God, of your people because of the salvation of their souls, oh, Father God, that you have already set in place and that you already planned for those things to happen in the lives of your people, Father God. Oh, Father God, so we thank you and we honor you and glorify you, Father God. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that we will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, of being unstable, oh, Father God, being uncertain, oh, Father God, being easily influenced, oh, Father God, from difference opinion and doctrine, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we trust, oh, Father God, you, because of our personal relationship with you, oh, Father God. And we know what you are saying, oh, Father God, because we know your voice, oh, Father God. And that voice of a stranger, oh, Father God, we will not follow, oh, Father God. Oh, so we thank you, oh, Father God, according to Ephesians, oh, Father God, that we will stand upon that word, oh, Father God, and not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, by every wind of doctrine, by human craftiness and the deceitful schemes and word uses and the media, oh, Father God, trying to capture, oh, Father God, our attention, oh, Father God, to give sway, oh, Father God, to what the media is saying, oh, Father God, that you are speaking to us, oh, Father God, and we know, oh, Father God, and we stand upon that which you have showed us, oh, Father God, and what is going on at this time and season of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for your awesomeness, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, also for sitting us in heavenly places, oh, Father God, because you have set us in heavenly places, oh, Father God, and with all spiritual blessings, oh, Father God, to stand strong, oh, Father God, in the times that we're living in, oh, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, and that you have given us the authority also, Father God, to bind, oh, Father God, and to blind and to mute and to deafen every foul, unclean spirit of Satan's kingdom, oh, Father God, that we are, that we encounter every day of our lives, oh, Father God, including the principalities, the powers of darkness in heavenly places, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to overcome the spirits of demons, fallen angels, oh, Father God, even the multidimensional spirits, oh, Father God, and the things that they are trying to put forth, oh, Father God, in our ear gates, oh, Father God, to give our attention and focus to those things, oh, Father God, that is none of you, oh, Father God. But we thank you, oh, Father God, for showing us the truth, oh, Father God, and our prayers and our thoughts is regulated and moving in that dimension, oh, Father God, that you have shown us and to give credence to, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, can we follow you and you alone, oh, Father God? Oh, and we will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, by every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, just because of what we hear, oh, Father God, or what is going on, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because even in your word, you say these things must take place, oh, Father God, because of the things that you already prophesied way beforehand, oh, Father God, because these things must must happen, oh Father God, in the earth realm, oh Father God. Oh, but we stand in peace and we stand in joy, oh Father God, because you know, because we know that your love for us, oh Father God, is never fading, oh Father God, unto us, oh Father God. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Oh, we bless your holy name, oh Father God. And we thank you again, oh Father God, for sending, oh Father God, Yahshua HaMashiach to die upon Calvary, oh Father God, for the salvation of our souls, oh Father God. Oh, we magnify you, oh Father God, that you are sending your angels to destroy, oh Father God, their strongholds, oh Father God, their fortresses, oh Father God, that have taken up a residence spiritually and physically and even mentally in the minds of your people, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for deliverance, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time of our lives, oh Father God, so that those are things, oh Father God, that may try to capture and devour or detour our attention from the things that we should be. Oh, Father God, we thank you for nudging us, oh, Father God, and touching us, oh, Father God, and creating situations, oh, Father God, and setting the atmosphere, oh, Father God, to bring us back, oh, Father God, to trust and believe in you and you alone, oh, Father God. And only for a time, oh, Father God, we may have been tossed or we may have failed. But even then, Father God, you tell us to get up, oh, Father God, shake it off, oh, Father God. Knock the dust off, oh, Father God, and keep on moving into that dispensation season and time in which you have called us to be in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing again. Even we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for eyes being open, oh, Father God, to really to see the truth of the matter of things that is going on in our lives, oh, Father God, of your people and around the world, oh, Father God, that we are witnessing, oh, Father God. Oh, we witnessing, oh, Father God, history being unfolded, we as we look at history being unfolded, is your word, oh Father God, being unfolded also, oh Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, and we thank you again, oh Father God, for placing that unfailing love within us, oh Father God, not to judge, oh Father God, according to our perception of things, oh Father God, from what we are hearing, oh Father God, and what we are seeing, oh Father God, but by judging it, oh Father God, by the spirit that presents itself to us, oh Father God, that you have given us the discernment and understanding, oh Father God, and intellect, oh Father God, of your word, oh Father God, to discern, oh Father God, those things that are of you, oh Father God, that's in your perfect plan, oh Father God, are those things, oh Father God, that they may try to steer our thoughts of energy to support our thing, oh Father God, that we are seeing and hearing, oh Father God. But the only thing that we support, oh Father God, is the truth on this and the nature of your word, oh Father God, that you have to every one of us, oh Father God, that resonate, oh Father God, with your frequency and sound, oh Father God, of your love, oh Father God, that connects with ours, oh Father God, and that flow throughout this land, oh Father God, and the whole earth, oh Father God, even permeating, oh Father God, the spiritual atmosphere, oh Father God, so that we may, Father God, stand strong, O Father God, and to be a help, O Father God, for those that have failed and have fallen short, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for giving us the ability, O Father God, to not let hate rule, O Father God, but let love rule and have this perfect place in our lives, O Father God, and in our entire being, O Father God. We want to thank you again, O Father God, for what you're doing into the up in the lives of your people. We want to thank you for giving us strength. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for heightening our awareness. We want to thank you for elevating our discernment. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for clearing out our ear gates so that we may hear clearly, oh, Father God. We want to thank you, oh, Father God, for being miles and steps ahead of the enemy, oh Father God, because you have already, oh Father God, alerted us, oh Father God, the traps, oh Father God, that the enemy may have stepped before us, be it mentally, physically, or spiritually, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for this discernment, oh, Father God. And your word rises up within us, oh, Father God, when it is needed because of the certain situations and understanding and things that we may see in our lives in this time that we're living in. We want to thank you for peace also taking its perfect place within our lives, oh, so that we may be able to think clearly and hear clearly, oh, Father God. And to discern again, oh, Father God, those things that is of you and those things that is not of you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the portals of heaven being open unto to receive our prayers, oh, Father God. Oh, we want to thank you and honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for being as in this dispensation, season and time, having a spirit that is of excellence as the example of Daniel, oh, Father God, because all of the things that was going on around him, all of the different administrations, oh, Father God, that was going on around him, he still kept his place within you, oh, Father God. He did not gravitate, oh, Father God, to the things, oh, Father God, that was around him, oh, Father God, that was presented to him, oh, Father God. Your word ruled and reigned in his entire being, oh, Father God. He ruled and reigned in your word, with your word, and for your word over in Babylon, oh, Father God, for all those different administrations, oh, Father God, that he was up under, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you that your word, oh, Father God, stands and sustains itself, oh, Father God, even in the midst of evil, oh, Father God, and we will not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. The excellency of your spirit will maintain us and keep us, oh, Father God, steadfast and unmovable in the things of you, oh, Father God, and the things that you have placed enough in our lives, oh, Father God, to overcome, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and have given us the ability and also the finances, oh, Father God, that we be able to help others, oh, Father God, that may be in need, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for moving and delivering us from the spirit of selfishness, oh, Father God. Oh, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for placing those things in us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, that may be needed, oh, Father God, as we progress, oh, Father God, forward, oh, Father God, into this season of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we want to thank you and glorify you for all that you're doing up in our lives, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. You are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I leave you with this word in Philippians 4:4-8, which is truly needed in this time that we are in. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Shalom.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate
with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed.
Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Killing in the land.
for joining us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience where the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive. With our overseer and teacher, Dr. Lamont Matthews, this morning we're so glad, happy to have with us Apostle Greg Jacobs from Greg Jacobs Ministries in Chicago, Illinois. It's in your hand at this time, man of God.
Amen. God bless you on this morning. Thank God for you and you that's on the call. But I want to give honor to God. Let me make some adjustments here, please. All right. I want to give honor to God and then to the prophet, Laron, who given me this opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. Sorry, I'm just trying to make some adjustments with my volume here so we can speak. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see here. All right. Hopefully you'll hear me very clearly.
This yes, sir.
Morning as a wonderful day. Thank you so much. This morning as I begin to pray and seek the Lord concerning what word of encouragement that I can give to the people of God. There were several thoughts that came to me, but all of them was in alliance concerning time. And so there's three words that I begin to hear in my spirit, and that was season, time, and purpose. Season, time, and purpose. And as I begin to think of that, I begin to realize that everything that God does is about timing. It's about a season. It's about a set time. It's about accomplishing a purpose within the timetable he gives you. And so if there's a thought I wanted to leave with you on today, we got to realize that the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking because we know that time stands still for no one. We also got to remember what the word is telling us concerning what he have called us to do. You see, each one of us must know the timing of God in our life. The children of Issachar knew the times of God, the purpose of God, the season of God. Do we know our time and season? My brothers and sisters, we got to realize that when God called us to do something, let's say 5 years ago, we have to ask and find out from him. When he downloaded the information, Lord, is this for me to do now? Is this for me to do later? Sometimes in my own life, he gave me something to do, and I procrastinated. My attention was on other things. And so by the time I decided that I wanted to obey God, I had missed what? The season. The season. Right now, we know, we're in Chicago, and so we see a dramatic season is changing. Normally at this time in the morning, it can be in the mid-60s or 70s, depends on the season, but now it's 48 degrees. What is happening? The season is changing. And so what we wanted to do in the summer at 7:45 in the morning, where it was already 70 degrees, you can't do that now. You can't go plant flowers now in this season because that season is over. Now we got to prepare while we're in this fall season. We must prepare for the winter season. God always deals with what? Season, times, and purpose. You have to know what is your season. You got to know the allocated time you have to fulfill the purpose of God. Well, of God, there are many in the body of Christ who are procrastinators. There are many in the body of Christ who feel like they have all their life to do what God called them to do. But I come to share with you, we don't. We need to make sure that we are operating in the time that God have allocated to us to fulfill a purpose. Let me give you an example. What God told you to do 20 years ago, that was a time for that season. But just because that was that time, you can now wait 20 years later and say, well, now I'm ready, Lord, to do what you want me to do. So I'm going to go and relaunch something that you gave me 20 years ago. Your season might be over. Your season might be over. I pray that this word today will be a blessing to the people of God. Let me start off with some scriptures, and I'll be mindful of my time also. In the famous scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that will be our first scripture, it says this, to everything. Oh, look at that word right there. To, and this is from the New King James Version. I might go back and forth with some in different versions, and I'll let you know. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Under heaven. To everything, there is a season. Do you know what season this is? Now, you might look at the weather, and you can detect by the weather, based upon where you live at, that the season is changing. But I'm not just talking about the four seasons. I'm not talking about the weather changing on the outside. I'm speaking concerning, do you know your season? See, all of us have different seasons. We all have different times of reaping and different times of sowing. I can't judge my season by you. I need to find out through the Holy Spirit when is the time to sow, and based upon that will give me, Lord, when is my time I'm going to reap. Let me read a little bit more from this word to establish what we're saying. The scripture go on to say, a time to be born. Notice everything about timing. He talks about a season. He talks about a time for every purpose. There's a time to fulfill your purpose, a time to be born, and a time to die. Now, one of the things that when I'm unfortunately doing a person's homegoing, or they call it celebration of life, there are two things I get up. I don't put people in hell, but I definitely don't send them to heaven neither. No preacher have the power to put you in heaven or to send you to hell. So what I say to the people that's there and to the family, being sensitive of their loss of their loved one, I says to them, I says there are two times, two dates on the calendar that we have no control over. We have a lot of things we can control in between these two dates, but we do not control the day we are born, our entry into the earth realm, and the time to die, our exit out of the earth realm. We have to seize the moment. Prophet Laron gave me that term. There was a time I was going through something, and God was, you know, thinking to get back to this word. I was going through something, but yet God was trying to open. No, I was going through some things, and yet God was opening the door for me on other things. God's not trying to do anything. We are. That's why I had to correct myself. So I'm going through some things, being attacked on one side of my life, and yet God is opening the doors of some other things in my life. And Prophet said to me, he said, Apostle, you need to seize the moment. Seize the moment of what God is doing. I had to redirect my attention and my focus from what I was facing, the challenges of my personal life, and seize the moment, the opportunity, the portal that God had opened for me at that moment. You don't have a lifetime to achieve what God has set for you. Look at the word again, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. That's sowing. A time to plant, a time to what? Pluck up what is planted. You know this scripture's by heart. A time to kill. There's some things that we got to kill in our life. I didn't say go kill people, but there's some mindsets we got to kill. There's some connections that's not of God we got to kill. There's some things that needs to die in our flesh. There's a time to kill, and there is a time to heal. Glory to God. There's a time to break down and a time to what? Build up. What we're dealing with this morning, season, times, and purpose. Season, times, and purpose. It continues to say, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to moan, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace. Do you know your season? You see, each one of us, this is why you cannot become disappointed and frustrated when you see a person's time of reaping, because you didn't know, or you might not have been there when they had to go through the period of sowing. And so the enemy played mind games with us concerning season, times, and purpose, because when we are in a certain season, we will look across the fence and see somebody else being blessed. We will look on the other aisle of the church and see somebody else being blessed, and they're testifying how God just opened up a new contract for their business. They'll talk about how God just blessed them with a new home, and we'll look at that, and the devil says, how are you doing all these things for God, and it looks like you not being blessed right now? What are they doing that you are not? So you got to be careful of the trickery of the enemy to play mind games and war games with your mind. And say to you, look, God must don't love you, because you're faithful to the house of God. You're faithful to the work of God. You're faithful to the prophet. You are faithful to the apostle. You are faithful to the pastor of the house. And yet you're suffering, and yet you're going through. How is God so unfair? Cast down every thought, every imagination, every argument that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the will of God, the purpose of God, the season of God, the time of God, because the scripture tells us here, a time to moan, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What time is it in your life? Is this your season? And if this is your season, have you sought the Holy Spirit to find out what season you are in? What time frame do you have to move in the things of God like God told you? Too many people procrastinate on doing ministry. God told them to do an outreach ministry. God told them to feed the poor. God told them to go and give to the homeless. God speaks to their heart to work with children. God tells them to open up a community center. God tells people to work with the children that's been abandoned. He tells us to work with women who have been abused. They tell us to open up shelters, and we feel we have a time to do it when we want to. But the Bible tells us that there is a time for everything. There is a season, time for every purpose. So some people are going to miss their purpose because they miss their time. Some people are going to miss their time because they don't move in the season God gave them. Let me go on with this. Let's go on dealing with these scriptures today. In Galatians, very familiar scripture 6 and 9, I believe we can quote this. We can quote this a little bit, because you know this scripture here. It talks about do not be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. In due season, but is this your season to plant? So you're looking at other people's harvest, but this is not your time for your harvest. This is your planting season. And don't get confused when the time to plant with the time of harvest, because God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. Have he not said, would he not do it? There are times the Lord will tell you, and I, this is your sowing season. Sow into your purpose. Go into what God has called you to do, and I will cause the time of your harvest. What the enemy plays with, he gets us confused concerning another man's harvest when it's our time to sow. For everything, there is a season. So be not weary, back to Galatians. tonight. Be not weary of what? Well doings, for in due season you shall what? Reap if you faint not. Are you aware of your season? Are you aware of your time? And in the time that God has allocated, are you trying to fulfill the purpose of the time that God has set for you? Glory to God. The Bible speaker was, I believe, in John chapter 9, verse 4. But he must work while it is day. Oh, y'all know this one. He must work while it is day. For at night, no man. Let me back up and say it in a different version. ESV version. English Standard Version. We must work the work who sent me while it is day. Night is coming. Oh, we're dealing with time here. Night is coming when no man can work. Go back again. We must work the works of him who what? Sent us. So everything, there is a season again. I'm going to keep reference all these other scriptures back to our main scripture. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under the sun. Let's go back to this other scripture. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. What is your timetable here? Are you seeking the Lord about the season, the times of your life? Are you moving in the timetable of God? Are you flowing and operating in your season, or are we allowing the enemy to trick about what season that we are in? We're dealing with today. As the Holy Spirit gave me the three words, and I began to search the scripture, season, times, and purpose. Let me tell you, even if there's a time of your suffering, God locked a timetable in for your suffering. For you that's writing the scripture down, Jeremiah chapter 29. I know when we get to 29, you love running to verse 11. We're not going to verse 11 today. We're going to go first to verse 10 because there's a what? They're dealing with a season, a time for a purpose. Something must be accomplished. Now, most Christians know verbatim verse 11. They can say it in any versions that you come up with. But from the New King James Version, let me read it to you this way. It says, "For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon." Oh, wait a minute. 70 years is completed. "I will visit you and perform my good work towards you and cause you to return to this place." Now let's get to verse 11. "For I know the thoughts, the plans that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Did you hear that? Did you hear that he said to them, thus said the Lord, after 70 years, he locked a timetable, 70 years are completed where? At Babylon, a location. Don't get weary in well-doings. Don't get weary when you are in a season, or maybe it is a season of going through. It is a season that God said, "I'm not going to ship you." I know people say it's my time, it's my day, but you have to ask God, "God, what season it is in my life, what time it is in my life, and what do I supposed to be for fulfilling or accomplishing?" At 70 years, he puts a timetable on the children of the Lord. He puts a timetable and says, "I'm not going to return, and I will not visit you and to perform my work until this time is over." God deals with times. He deals with seasons. What season are you in? Are you asking him? Time stands still for no one. Come on, I know you are mute, and that's good, but within your own self, I want you to say, tell yourself, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. Glory to God. Come on, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 3. I'm going to read this again. I'm going to read this scripture, going back to ESV version, English Standard Version. I'm going to read this because I like how they says this, how they break this down. And I can read it to you, too, in the New King James if you desire it. But listen to the scripture here. We're talking about what? Come on, what we dealing with, Holy Spirit dealing with us today? Season, times, and purpose. All right? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 3, I believe, it said, now concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourself are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come, like a thief in the night, while people are saying there is peace and security. Lord God. Oh, amen. I just made a notation. I'm about to go back and read some more of these scriptures here. Let me give you a little bit more of this. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, oh, I feel your Holy Spirit. I pray that you're enjoying this word right now in Jesus' name. Let me go. Yes. Let me just switch over for a few minutes. There's something I want to get you. Let me see. I keep reading it from this version. I wanted just to see how the King James Version, the New King James Version will read it. But let's go back for the sake of time. He said, while people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Lord Jesus. Notice what he says. And now concerning times and seasons. I just grabbed to you for your reading, New King James Version. Let me read a little bit to you because I really believe that the Lord wants us to understand and just highlight that everything there is a season. Number two, a time. And number three, purpose. In the time, purpose must be accomplished. So here he says, I'm going to read it again, but in a different version. Now concerning the times and the season, brothers, you have no need that I shall write to you, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Oh, some people are going to be caught unaware. My God. It won't be me. Come on, say it. Lord, it will not be me. Because I'm understanding the times, the seasons. I'm understanding the season and the times and the purpose. Listen what the scripture is saying. Verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pain upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness. So that is the day should not overtake you as a thief. Verse 5. You are all sons of the light, sons of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. I need to repeat that again. Let us not sleep. Let us not be unaware. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Mm. And whether we are awake or asleep, we should live together for him. Let me stop there. Glory to God. Is that a good scripture for you? Is that a good scripture talking about times and seasons? Was John 9:4 good for you? Then we'll know that no man, it is nighttime. We must work the works of him who sent us while it is what day? I pray that you ain't got that scripture. I pray that you write these scriptures down, because we and you and I can I get weary in well-doings for what? Galatians 6 and 9, I gave you that. For in due season we shall reap if we don't give up. If we don't give up. Ephesians 5, I think this will be my last scripture. I want to thank you for your time, not use too much time in your hearing today. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, 16, it says this, English Standard Version again. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Making the best use of the time. My brothers and sisters, we understand what's going on in Israel. We understand that there are certain things being done even here in America. We understand that there are certain things being done prophetically. Even this apostolic prophet here, this apostle here, Prophet Laron, who God have given the grace to foretell and to foretell. He have prophesied things to come, and they came exactly as he have prophesied it, days, weeks, and months ahead. God gives us things. He do not leave us in darkness as he leave the world, but we have to understand, just because God give us the understanding, are we moving in our season? Are we doing the things of God? Are we procrastinating? Are we allowing people to distract us? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I wasn't going to go there this morning, but you just say go there right now. Are we allowing people to distract? Are you allowing, this is going to get tough now, put your seatbelt on for about 30 seconds here. Are you allowing your family to distract you from fulfilling your season and your time and your purpose? Because when the Lord comes, and when you have to stand before the Lord, you cannot tell him your husband blocked you from obeying God. You cannot tell God that your wife didn't want you to do ministry. You cannot tell God where the children, the five children I had, I was so busy raising my children, I never fulfilled the purpose of why you sent me here. Come on. He tells Jeremiah about his purpose. You guys have to go back and read it. You know what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1. You know what God was speaking to the man of God when he told him before he was in his mother's womb, I knew him. Glory to God. Before his mother even knew that she was pregnant, that he said, I knew you. Let's go there right quick since you asked me to go there. Thank you very much for saying to me to go there. And chapter Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, let me slow my speech down. When I get happy, my words speed up. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, behold, I formed you in the womb. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you his purpose. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Look what the man of God says here. Then says I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth. Do not say, say not. That's my words. We got to stop telling God what we can't do, what we're not qualified to do, what we feel we're not equipped to do, because somebody degraded you, somebody pushed you down, somebody saw the oil in your life, the anointing in your life, the presence of the God in your life. You allow somebody to suppress you, so you're not doing the things that God have called you to do. And so, come on, so God says to Jeremiah, say not, that's my word, dude. The scripture also says, do not say. So say not, I'm a you. Well, you shall go, oh my God, you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord says, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set this day, set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pour down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. What is he saying? I've given you seasons, times, and purpose. Glory to God. All right, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. I pray that this 30 minutes bless you, that I share the word of the Lord, but I want you to seek the Lord. I want you to seek the Lord concerning seasons, times, and purpose. Times and purpose. We are only allocated so much time to fulfill our purpose. Well, God bless you today. Let me turn you back over to, I believe, Aretha Bryan, evangelist, Dr. Aretha Bryan at this time. Woman of God, thank you so much for allowing me to share the word, and I just give shout out to the great man of God, this apostle, Prophet Laron Matthews. He's a blessing to me in my life. Thank you, everyone. I pray that the word of the Lord bless you on today. Amen.
God bless you, man of God. The word did bless us here in Alabama, and we thank everyone that's listening in on the Blog Talk live radio and even in the chat room on this morning. We wanted to, if you will, please keep Dr. Matthews in your prayers as his travel intensifies toward the end of the year and booking very quickly for the 2024 year. Also, if you will, keep in mind that Dr. Matthews will be this coming weekend. He'll be at Back to the Cross Ministries, where they're getting ready for their 12th Women of the Cross Conference. This is an annual conference. The theme is Back, a Popular Demand, posted by our very own evangelist Thelma Sidney. And this conference will start on October the 19th and will end on October the 21st. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker on Friday night, October the 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. For more information on this, you can reach out to Evangelist Sidney. This will be held at the River of Life Evangelistic Center at 518 North 12th Street, East St. Louis, Illinois. Again, that's the River of Life Evangelistic Center, 518 North 127th Street, East St. Louis, Illinois. For more information, you can reach out to Evangelist Sidney, or you can call 877-912-2027, and we'll be happy to give you that information as well. The registration fee is $65. And we're asking, if you can't attend, just support by registering to support Evangelist Sidney. We would truly appreciate it. Also, we're getting ready for our Family Values Conference 2023. Family Values Conference 2023. This will be the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th of this month, and it will be held at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries there in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. There is no registration fee this year, so we're welcoming everyone to come and enjoy this Family Values Conference 2023. If we've ever needed family before, we sure do need them now. If you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash up at MoneySign or FPIM. And if you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, the revival, he's a licensed Christian counselor as well, and we'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Again, we appreciate you and thank you so much for taking out the time this Sunday to join us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience. And Apostle Jacobs brought a powerful word on this morning. Apostle Jacobs, if you will, give the information about your ministry, of how people can listen in, or how people can come and fellowship with you as well. You have a lot of listeners that are excited when you come on the line on Sundays or whenever you are coming, Dr. Matthews, and they're listening in this morning. If you get the information, we surely appreciate it, man of God.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I can be reached phone number-wise for engagements or speaking engagements, area code 312-801-4837. Also, that number, a person can text me, and we can put them on our mailing list, which is my text, of our upcoming conference and services that we have, as well as the different programs. Giving an example, Facebook, we live on Facebook on Monday nights called Monday Momentum. Tuesday, we are in the school. Wednesdays, we back live on Facebook called Real People, Real Issues. I mean, these are some hot subjects that we deal with. Saturday, we're back teaching on through Facebook and live radio, same radio station Dr. Matthews broadcasts from. He's earlier, and I come on a little bit later on the same broad. And then Sunday, you want all this information. We're on the Now Network at 12 o'clock noon Central Time every Sunday. And so we've just, if you'll text us and leave us your number, we'll make sure you get all the upcoming information about Greg Jacobs Ministry. Of course, you can go to our website, which is GregJacobsMinistries.com. But if you text us, we'll have
all the information sent to you, and our schedule for the rest of the year of what's going on also. So thank you so much. I appreciate you allowing me to share my information.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Apostle Jacobs, for taking out the time to bless us on this Sunday morning. Again, if you want any information about the ministry or any giving information, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can text at 334-440-6152. Thank you for taking out the time on your Sunday morning to join us for the Sunday morning prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord truly comes alive. And enjoy your Sunday. God bless you.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference. 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate
with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Will you be my light when I cannot? When I can't take another step, Lord, will you carry me? And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not want. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. 'Cause my cup's running over, running over, and I shall not want.